Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Podnuts Pro. I am your host, Marvin B. And ladies and gentlemen, I have for you the first of a series of podcasts that we are going to be doing that are essentially going to be like a PSA. I'm sure that most of you out there have been getting tons and tons of emails from vendors, from distributors, from other solution providers, your RMM companies, about all the things that they are doing to assist in this time of the corona pandemic. Not corona, that's the beer, the coronavirus pandemic. So I have with me the first of those, and it's a company that I worked with starting back in 2011, and I am happy to introduce Ann Tarantino with Velocity Tech Solutions. Ann, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on, Marvin.
All right. So first, let me ask, where are you and how are things for you up where you are?
We are in the Twin Cities, Minnesota, actually in Roseville. So we're a suburb of St. Paul. Overnight, we jumped up to another 23 or 27 cases. So we're at about 115 last I heard about an hour ago.
Okay.
Our restaurants are closed except for takeout and drive-through. So many people, or most people, are working from home. It's interesting. There's no traffic in the morning or in the evening. It's a little surreal.
Interesting, because down here, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, still a ton of traffic. Spring breakers will not leave.
Oh, yeah.
And they're trying to close the beaches, but they're not millennials. I don't know. What are the 18-year-olds now?
Gen Z. Yeah.
The Gen Zs, you know, believe that they're immune to everything. So that's the joy we're having right now.
We did too at that age.
Oh, I don't remember that. All right. So, Ann, let's quickly talk about, now, I was first introduced to your company back in 2011. And from my perspective, I came across you guys because I was looking for some server parts that I could not get from distribution. I was building a server and I needed some secondary processors. And for some reason, my distributors did not have them. I came across your site, got them. And that's my experience with you. So why don't you first tell us about Velocity Tech and what your mission is, what your business is, all of that good stuff.
Sure. I'd be happy to. Thanks. So, again, we're Velocity Tech Solutions. We came into being about 2007. And at the start of our business, my boss, Kay Winchell, our owner, her background is network engineering. And so she would be in the field and she would need server parts for failed drives, memory, RAID controllers, motherboards. And she'd call these places and, you know, if they shipped the parts, they were wrong or they weren't working, she was very, very frustrated. So her mission to begin this business was to say, all right, I'm going to make sure that we know everything there is to know about every part, every piece, how it works, and we're going to get people the right thing, work fast, shipped fast, and I don't want anybody to go through this again because my clients are down, and by getting wrong parts and pieces every single day, they're down another day, and so they're losing more and more. And of course, you know, and I'm sure you've experienced this, Marvin, where it's, well, fix it.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Now. Get it up and running.
If you can't, we'll find somebody who can.
Right. Exactly. And so that's why this business started. And also with, she had some software relationships too with Microsoft as well. So we went on and started just strictly doing HP and Dell servers. That was her. Networks were her thing, storage, that type of thing. So around 2010, Dell had knocked upon our door and said, hey, we need some help. our parks department's in Panama, I think they may still be there as well. And we just can't get parts fast enough. Our customers are down. So they would refer, their tech department would refer people over all the time so we could help, you know, get their servers back up and running, because they'll only keep as many parts in HP as well. They keep some spare parts, but mostly for people that are under warranty. So where we came in and saved the day was for people whose machines were out of warranty. And, you know, we continue to have a 20,000 square foot warehouse that's stocked with servers and storage and pieces and parts and anything you could think of, switches. So we became really the experts with getting things out tested. We would test the same day before we ship, and we still do that. Well, as virtualization grew and, you know, there was a little bit less hardware manufactured, so we got into VM and software-defined storage solutions and security and backup and DR. So we've morphed into that, but everything is based on our hardware. And where we really shine, too, is saving that money, getting the off-lease servers from Dell or HP, you know, fixing them. Well, not really fixing them because they're not broken, but, you know, ensuring that they work properly. And then we maintain them as well. So that's really where we kind of shine.
Okay. So let me get this straight. So Dell came to you because they couldn't supply their own parts. and you were able to supply their parts for them.
Yes, pretty much. Pretty much.
All right.
That was so fun.
That's a nice deal to be in.
That was the best phone call I ever received in my life.
Wow. Okay. So now, I know you said you do other lines of business, but for the most part, this is still your core. So not only do you, you know, have these aftermarket parts, mm-hmm. but you actually will still build and sell custom servers.
Oh, yeah.
With the off-lease equipment.
Absolutely. They're all customized. They're tested on the way in. They're tested on the way out.
Okay. I actually never approached you guys for that. I just look for the parts.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll need you guys for a server soon.
Sure. It's interesting because, you know, when you talk about used servers, I really compare it to the used cars. You know, there's some people who will only buy brand new, and some people that, hey, I'm going to get an off-lease car. You know, I've lost that depreciation, or I don't have to pay for that depreciation, rather, and I can still get support and maintenance on it. So why wouldn't I? I'm just going to build it up. I'm going to throw my software on there and let it go.
So it's funny. I've always been the person that when I say most, like 99% of my clients are businesses. Mm-hmm. So I don't want to sell them used parts or mm-hmm. used servers or used desktops. However, because some of them are stubborn and will keep them longer than a 5-year cycle,
right,
being able to provide, you know, backup parts for them is sometimes hard to do. And mm-hmm. I've got a couple of customers that as long as we can keep purchasing the on-site warranty from HP, mm-hmm. they won't buy a new server.
Oh, really?
But it doesn't matter if that warranty there, you know, the HP care pack, you still got to get the part. So there have been times where I've, you know, called in for an HP warranty and they're like, oh, well, we can't get that part. So it does them no good. So being able to have a company like yours where mm-hmm. if HP can't get it or if Dell can't get it, call Velocity.
Right. And that's where we do a really nice job at stocking enough that, you know, we're able to ship same day. We're able to ship overnight. As a matter of fact, we have in times of hard down for a company, can you get me a server today? Yeah, we have an account with FedEx that we can put a server. We've put parts on a plane. Now, you know, we can't guarantee a window seat or peanuts or anything like that. But, you know, we can get them on a plane and get things there same day many, many times.
Okay. All right. So the email that I saw from you guys that kind of tweaked my interest was basically centered around the fact that a lot of manufacturing had been stopped before we were really aware of COVID-19 mm-hmm. coronavirus. So that piqued my interest and like, oh, didn't think of that. But obviously that's something that you have to monitor because Wuhan area of China, that's where a lot of our stuff comes from, right?
Yeah. If it's not the full machines, it could be capacitors or some small chip that's actually on a board, some type of manufacturing. Again, and it might not be the full machine, but something within that machine, there's about a 90% chance it comes from the Wuhan area of China.
Okay. So now you yourselves probably don't get a lot of stuff direct from China, right? You get your stuff from here,
yes.
From, like you said, off-lease stuff. Do you get them when a company does a network refresh, you get all of their equipment, that sort of thing?
Yes, corporate takeout, off-lease from Dell, off-lease from HP. So yes, we don't do a lot of direct China like deliveries here. Actually, I don't believe, with the exception of, you know, a couple shipments years ago, but probably not within the last 4 or 5 years.
Okay. Now, 20,000 square feet. Sounds like a lot. Sounds pretty big.
Yeah.
What does that translate to in, say, number of servers or parts or, you know, in terms of understanding how big of an inventory do you guys have?
I'm trying to think. We have hundreds of thousands of SKUs, literally. So, you know, drives, RAID controllers, motherboard, full machines, just from perusing the warehouse earlier this morning. Gosh, we have at least, as far as machines, we probably have 5,000 to 10,000 machines back there from all ages. From, say, if you're, you know, on the HP side, we have, believe it or not, people still have G1 machines out in the field. So we have a handful of those,
really?
All the way up to G9.
I'm saying, I don't think I would have trusted anything before G4.
It's still scuzzy technology, but I was really surprised. We actually had to sell a main board for a G1, a DL360 G1 about a month ago. Mm. Remember the old white machine?
Yeah.
White with red writing? Yeah. And then on the Dell side, we have everything. I think I saw a PowerEdge 1300 back there. And then we have R730. So I think we have actually a couple of R740s as well, which is their current generation. So we run the gamut. So what will happen is we'll get the machines in. We'll test everything. We'll take the processors and memory and RAID controllers and risers out. We stock those because we supply to a lot of maintenance companies. So when HP says, I can't get you your part, they're calling their maintenance company because HP and Dell don't do their own maintenance anymore. They hire out.
Oh.
I think it's Unisys that does a lot of HP and a lot of Dell. They use a lot of different companies. So everybody's calling and scrambling and saying, hey, you have this hard drive. Do you have this RAID controller? Do you have a stick of memory? And, you know, and a lot of those folks are our customers. So at that point, we'll ship parts overnight to their customers so they can abide by all of their SLAs that they're contractually required to do.
Okay. All right. So let me shift gears real quick and start to ask you some of the questions that I think a lot of people will want to ask. In terms of your office and your space there, what are you guys doing during this pandemic in terms of staffing and being able to get parts shipped and things of that nature?
Right now, we are practicing a lot of the social distancing, and we are coming into the office, but we're cleaning constantly, hand sanitizers. I mean, we're just taking the big five precautions, being as far apart from each other as we can. We do have enough area in here that we're able to do that. But we still are working and operable because people still need to, you know, when we talk about virtualization in the cloud and that, but when hardware fails and there's no redundancy, you've got some problems.
Right.
So we want to make sure that we can reach out to all of their customers to ensure that as hard as things are right now, worrying about your business being up, it shouldn't be one of them. So we're trying to ensure that we can still give it the same good service that we always do.
Okay. Now I know that, I've been a part of some other discussions throughout the week where IT companies have talked about, you know, is it still safe to ship and handle things? And I know that, you know, the CDC has talked about the fact that, you know, the transition of the, you know, infection on materials such as cardboard and stuff doesn't last throughout the shipment of a right. part or process. So that exposure is quite low. Have you had those questions asked to you?
Yeah, I've had a few of those questions. And I think the first time I had that question might have been Thursday or Friday. I can't recall. And I said, man, you know, that's really a good question. At that point, I didn't know. But in reading a little bit and, you know, looking at the CDC's website and trying to get some good answers, not the Facebook answer. Yeah, not the Facebook answer or even Google. It seemed that everything was very, very minimal as far as having the virus, you know, landing on hard surfaces and during that shipping process. What we're doing before FedEx or UPS picked up, and those are our two largest shipping companies. So we're actually we have, you know, big doors. So they let us know when they're on their way and when they're in our parking lot by a phone call. And then we put our load on the end of the dock. So we walk away and then the FedEx people will come and load the pallets or load the packages on.
Okay, so no direct contact during the transfer of the equipment. Okay, great.
Right, and even right now FedEx, you know how typically if you have an express shipment, you sign your name? They're waiving that whole signature thing, which is good news and bad news. It's good news for protection. But if they're leaving packages, we all know about the package pirates at Christmas time. So. Right. But what do you do at that point? You know, there's just so many unknowns and just taking those precautions, I think, are very necessary.
All right. And then, of course, so my local radio show here had a little bit they did this morning where, you know, next week our governor is putting a mandate that non-essential businesses should shut down. And, okay. Of course, you know, the bit is, am I essential or am I non-essential?
Yeah.
I have to believe that you guys fall into the essential category because, as you said, servers still have to run.
They do. For Minnesota, they haven't gone. It's interesting. They haven't quite gone that far yet, but they are talking about in the event that it should come to that decision, they're trying to make, you know, they're trying to kind of define, well, who's essential and who isn't. So right here in Minnesota, that hasn't been defined, but people still need to keep their businesses up during this time. And I think it's going to be really interesting because one of the things that we do well, too, is we have a security arm, a monitoring arm. And with folks that are working remotely, so business is still up and running, but one of the field officers from the FBI here in the Minneapolis office is saying that, you know how everybody's sending out those emails about the coronavirus, similar to the one that I did.
Right.
But there's, you know, there's bad people in the world. And so they're sending coronaviruses or corona updates, and they actually have viruses in them. So The coronavirus email has a true coronavirus, and it's really a ploy for ransomware. And so one of the field agents from the Minneapolis FBI was talking about that in cybercrime. I said, well, wow, everybody's working remotely. You know how easy, that's almost easier to gain access to. So firewalls are great and software is great, but these different viruses among the coronavirus, the computer virus, they're making those up every day. Yeah. And it's hard for firewalls or a piece of software to catch what's been made up a day or a week before.
Right.
So we're trying to encourage our folks that we've helped set up some some remote login activity. You know, it might be advantageous for you to have some monitoring. And, you know, I know that it's an expensive thing, but the average ransomware virus costs each company $133,000 on average. Well, that can knock any small company out of business.
Yep.
So we're trying to help people be aware, besides the physical coronavirus, just the computer viruses that go along with people that work remotely.
That is true. That is true. Something else to be aware of. Right. All right. So, Anne, I do want to let the listeners know that this is not something that I want them to just pay attention to during this pandemic, but as a long-term deal, if customers need parts, you know, and servers and things from HP and Dell to be able to look to you guys as a source to get their supplies. So going to your website, velocitytechsolutions.com, tell us what people can expect to see when they get there.
When you log in, it'll say Dell and HP servers and parts, and you can either look up by part number, you can look up by machine, you know, riser for DL360 G10 or G9 or whatever it is. Dell PowerEdge R730 backplane or hard drive. So they can either look by part or by server. It's a little bit handy. If it becomes cumbersome or not really sure what you need, all of us are very, very well versed. A quick phone call. Somebody answers the phone all the time. We have an emergency line too that rings 24/7. So in the event that there's a huge emergency, don't hesitate to use that phone number.
All right. And I know that you've got Dell certified technicians on site. You provide a nice full 1-year warranty for everything. And you have something called the Wow Experience.
Yeah, the Wow Experience.
What is that?
We want our customers to have the Wow Experience from the time that they order to the testing, to the packaging of the part, to getting it in a timely fashion. We want to be able to wow our customers. We want to say, hey, you're an emergency and your server's down, for example. Yes, I have that RAID controller. Yes, we're going to get it out to you. Yes, you're going to get it tomorrow morning. And we want to provide that experience that says, wow, these people care. They cared about getting my business up and rolling. They cared about me. And we do. We're a small business as well. So we want to ensure that everybody is up and running. And the better we can do for people, the better the world is, really. It just makes everything, it makes everything so much smooth. And, it, you know, it's like when your server is down or your network is down, there's never a good time. It's always a bad time. Always. It's like planning for a child. You didn't plan for it, but oh, here we are. This is a bad time, but this is going to happen.
Yep.
And we just want to make sure that people are satisfied with the service and they just know that we're out there for their best interest.
All right. So Velocity Tech Solutions, their phone number is 888-784-2088. Call them for your HP and Dell server needs. Again, they have 24/7 support if needed, Dell certified technicians, and warranties on all of their equipment. And we have been chatting with Anne Tarantino, just like Quentin, as you said. And any last thoughts we want to leave with the listeners as we exit out here?
You know, just hoping to get an opportunity to meet anybody that needs some help. We'll do our best to be able to help anybody who needs it in a quick manner, even if it's just a quick question. We just want to make sure that we're there for everybody.
Okay. Great, great. Thank you very much, Anne. And for listeners, I will have all of the information with links in the show notes. So be sure to go there to podnuts.com and find that. And be sure to tune in over the next couple of weeks. We are going to be having more of these vendor discussions and how we are going to be surviving the coronavirus pandemic together and be here for each other. So, Anne, again, thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me, Marvin. Everybody be safe, and hope we'll get through this together.
We will. We will. And to everyone listening out there, thank you. Have a good day or night. And until next time, holla.